The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. When you think of your favorite food, it is often something that you can have in multiple different types or kinds. Bread is my favorite as there are so many different varieties. Across the world, bread is a staple to many different cultures, and in this podcast, we will be exploring the world of bread, one grain at a time. I'm DJ Flower Power, and let's get this bread. Hello! I hope you have had a good day so far. As suggested by the title of this podcast, my goal of this podcast is to encourage you to get this bread, whether you have tried it or not. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode on pão de queijo, also known as Brazilian cheese bread. This type of bread is a staple to Brazilian cuisine. It's best described as a light, cheesy bread that is usually about donut hole size or mini muffin size. The translation of pão de queijo to English is simply pão, which means bread, de, of, and queijo, which, as you probably guessed, means cheese. It was originally created by enslaved Africans in Brazil and only consisted of the plant cassava. Cassava is a root vegetable native to South America and is most similar to a potato or a yam. While you might not have ever heard of the root vegetable, the starch that's made from the plant is the well-known tapioca, which we often find in boba pearls. They would peel and soak the vegetable, then shape it into balls to make the original pão de queijo. Like pretty much all the breads I have talked about, the exact date of creation is hard to pinpoint, but the earliest record of the bread dates back to the 1500s. Because wheat wasn't readily available to most of South America, the cassava bread was used as a replacement. African slaves would take what was considered unedible by their owners and create a powder out of the cassava. They then simply added water to it, so it was pretty much just starch bread. The addition of milk and cheese to the dough was only during the late 19th century, so it was a little less than 300 years after the creation of the bread. Minas Gerais was the center of dairy production in Brazil, and inhabitants in that area added the milk and cheese to their baked starch loaves for added flavor. It is also believed that the indigenous Guarani people were the creators of the starchy bread, as they inhabited the land well before the Portuguese settlers arrived. They pounded out the cassava to make a filling and somewhat nutritious bread that could be used as a replacement for the lack of wheat in the region. The dough balls were then baked over a wood fire until they looked cooked, then were served with Brazilian coffee. The tapioca flour comes from the debris left when grinding the cassava into the dough. The starch left behind is what we now know as the tapioca starch. It is also referred to as manioc or yam. When you find it in a store in America, you will only get the sweet version. But in Brazil, there are actually two different kinds of starch, sweet and sour. When making tapioca flour, you peel and soak the cassava or manioc, then squeeze the water out from the root. also called decantation in scientific terms, and let the murky water extracted sit for a couple of days to dry out. If you leave it for only a couple of days until it fully dries out, that is what is known as sweet tapioca flour. But if you allow it to sit for up to 20 days, maybe even more, then the fermentation process will occur, giving it the sour label. When using tapioca flour in pão de queijos, the sweet flour gives the rolls a more gooey texture, and the sour adds more flavor and a little more crunchiness to the final product. What I was most surprised by when researching this bread is that it is one of the breads that has had the most history intertwined with it. As surprising as it might sound, Brazil had the largest number of enslaved people during the period from the early 1500s to the late 1800s. The estimated population was thought to be around 4.1 million Africans in the region. That's more than the population of Los Angeles. Crazy, right? When I was trying to remember if I've had these or not, I remembered that I've had a bread very similar, but from French cuisine. Gougères are pretty much the same type of dish, but there are a few key differences that separate the two. One, the dough of pão de queijo is made of tapioca flour, which makes it gluten-free, whereas gougères are made from wheat flour. Two, each dough is typically made from a cheese that is native to their origin. Gougères are made from grated Gruyère cheese, and pão de queijos are made from queijo de Minas. And yes, that is the region of cheese in Brazil. So, if you caught that, a gold star for you. And three, a very interesting difference. Modern-day recipe instructions are basically swapped. For pão de queijos, you add the heated dairy mixture consisting of milk, melted butter or oil, and water to the dry ingredients. Whereas in gougères, you add the flour mixture to the heated wet ingredients. Very interesting, right? The dining etiquette of Brazil is very similar to most countries. It is a polite culture, as diners remain silent while eating. That means no burping or loud noises of utensils. And you must finish all the food on your plate during the first serving, as it is seen as impolite to leave food on your plate. Second servings are very common, and in instances in which you take a second serving, leaving some food on your plate is okay. When eating in restaurants to get the waiter's attention, you casually raise your hand like you would in a classroom when calling for a teacher. Most of the etiquette is very respectful of the host, waiter, or other guests. All right, so now it is time for my favorite part of the podcast, Fun Fact 5. I will share 5 fun facts about pão de queijo or something related to the bread. The first fun fact is that there is actually a pão de queijo day in Brazil. August 17th became a national holiday in Brazil in 2005. It started through a cooking contest held that day and was so popular that the day of competition is now the holiday. The second fun fact is that it's technically not considered a bread. Some people describe them as rolls or puffs, but because of the absence of wheat from the dough, it doesn't fall under the definition of bread. I included it in this podcast about bread because of it being just as much of a staple in Brazilian culture as chapati is in Southeastern Asian culture. Since wheat is not native to Brazil and very hard to grow there, the equivalent of it is cassava and tapioca starch. For the third fact, dulce de leche is a common sauce paired with Brazilian cheese bread. It is also commonly eaten with coffee in the afternoon, similar to how the English have afternoon tea. You can really dip them in anything, though. Some other recommended sauces include marinara sauce, soups, or cream cheese. The fourth fun fact is that the word tapioca comes from the Tupi language of South America, where tapioca means starch. The Tupi people were one of the largest indigenous groups in South America before colonization. And the last fun fact is that the Brazilian population still consists of about 800,000 indigenous people. This includes the Guarani people, who are credited with the creation of Pão de Queijo. There are also an estimated 5 million Guarani people that live in different parts of South America. And now to finish out this episode, the following is a recipe for Pão de Queijo, or Brazilian cheese bread, that you were able to make right in your kitchen. To start, boil 1/3 cup of both water and oil in a saucepan. In a separate bowl, dump in 1 3/4 cups of tapioca flour. It can be either sweet or savory, whatever you can find. Slowly pour in the hot water and oil mixture, then combine with a stand mixer until there are no lumps of tapioca flour left. Let the mixture slash dough cool for about 10 minutes, and then add an egg and mix that until the dough is fully incorporated. In a different bowl, grate a total of 1 very packed cup of both cheddar and Parmesan cheese. Add both of those ingredients into the bowl and combine until all of the cheese and other ingredients are fully incorporated. Then use either 2 spoons or your hands to get about a golf ball sized amount of dough and roll into a ball shape. Place each formed ball onto a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. Bake for about 25 minutes at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, 180 degrees Celsius, since Brazil uses Celsius. Once you pull them out of the oven, let them cool, then serve with whatever sauce you choose. That is all for today's episode on Brazilian cheese bread. I hope you have enjoyed learning all about the Brazilian staple. I look forward to having you tune in on the next episode. Until then, make sure you get this bread. DJ Flower Power out.